The French Revolution. The last public guillotining in France.
A podcast by Christopher Spence.
The last public guillotining in France was at Versailles in 1939. It was a mass murderer, Eugène Weidmann. One of the unlikely witnesses was a 17-year-old Christopher Lee, the famous actor. With a day to spare in Paris on the way back from the Côte d'Azur, a journalist friend of the family invited him to see something educational, without saying what it was. This is a translation of Christopher Lee's perfect French from an interview on France Culture in 1998. We walked through the crowd and suddenly there it was, the machine. Of course, at that time of my life, I'd read a lot about the French Revolution. I knew what it was. The Red Widow, the Louison, Louisette, the guillotine. Oh God, I'm leaving, I'm going. No, you're going to stay, said the journalist friend. The doors of the prison opened and out he came, wearing a white shirt, trousers. I think he was barefoot, I don't remember, but I think so. His hands were tied, the shirt ripped, with a man holding each arm. It all happened very quickly. There were two men waiting next to the machine. One of them, neither big nor small, was probably the executioner de Forno. And another one who was next to him was, I think, André Obrecht, who later replaced de Forno. Everything was well organized. There was the basket, the trigger assembly, the restrainer, the blade. It was incredible. Luckily, I didn't see it. I turned my head, but I heard the fall of the blade. It was noisy, you know. And then, maybe it was my imagination. I don't know. I wasn't watching when the head landed in the basket and sneezed. That's what they used to say, you know. Then the other executioner approached, picked up the head. I couldn't watch. And when I looked up again, the basket had gone, and they were dismantling the machine. The horror.